When it comes to marketing, Leah, how is agriculture different from other industries?
You know, I see agriculture as completely different. It's not just a vertical. It's not just, oh, a fun market we want to get into. The end user, the customers, the retailers, they know exactly what they need and what they want. And so when you're talking about marketing and the messaging, you have to make sure that you really not only know what your end user or your customer wants, but you have to share that passion with them. And Don, I think you've seen it too, that boy, farmers can sniff out a fake in about 2 seconds, right? And so when you're doing ag marketing, it's not just what's the biggest bells and whistles in the marketing world, but what really translate into that and into that ag market, and do you have that understanding of that end user, because it's a little different.
You and I both know that ag has its own language. How does that really influence our conversation with the client?
It influences it quite a bit, because you have to speak their language, because again, otherwise they can sniff out a rat. And so when you're talking, in different industries in agriculture, even if you're using bushels versus, hundredweight versus acres versus hectares, or understanding that geography and that language, because marketing, yeah, it can be great creative, but you really have to make sure that you are where your audience is at and can speak that language. And in agriculture, it's very specific, it's very technical. And these growers and these suppliers and the supply chain want to make sure that they partner with somebody who knows what they're talking about, and they don't have time to educate somebody. So when you're looking for a marketing partner, making sure that they already know the language and the landscape, you're already two steps ahead.
We talk a lot about authenticity in agriculture. What's that look like when we talk about ag marketing?
Especially now, authenticity, I would say this year in the market in general, so we can have a little bit of empathy when maybe the market's not that great. So we understand what this audience, what our clients, what the industry is going through. So we know how to be empathetic with messaging, with what's going on this year, and how to still be sustainable for the years to come. And so being authentic and asking those questions and understanding the cycles, understanding what they're going through, is very important before you really just launch into a big messaging or big creative campaign, because there's many, many components of agriculture that we need to be aware of.
So why would more generic type advertising miss the mark when we're talking to this audience?
More generic type advertising would miss the mark because people in agriculture have a healthy sense of skepticism, and they don't want to be sold anything. Within agriculture, they want to find value. They want to make sure that what they're buying, what they're using their resources for, really adds value and can help them grow as a company. And so they're not willing to just hitch their wagon to the next shiny thing. There has to be a definite ROI and knowing that it's real, it'll add value, and it'll help them grow.
How can you tell the difference when marketing was developed by someone that understands agriculture versus someone that's outside this industry?
Well, sometimes there's a picture of a harvester from Europe that they use for some marketing in North Dakota, and so that's definitely a red flag. So there's little nuances. Of course, it's the imagery, it's the language, it's how we talk. But again, like I said, it's also the empathy and understanding of what growers and what the industry is going through right now, and really understanding maybe what's going on in Washington, D.C., what's going on with the weather, what's going on with some supply and demand, throughout that particular category of agriculture when you're way off. The other thing that I see, too, is those outside of agriculture getting into marketing agriculture, they almost use growers and farming and the fields as kind of a caricature of what it really and actually is. One thing that we see and we really make sure that we respect is that agriculture is a business. It's not the guy in the potato fork and the overalls. However, sometimes it is, but understanding that agriculture is far more than what maybe we envisioned agriculture was, you know, 30, 40 years ago. And so those folks that have lived it for years see the progression, and understanding that there's innovation with agriculture and what that looks like and how it translates.
It's a business, and it's important that we treat it that way, particularly in how we market ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. And again, like I said, this market can smell a rat from you know, 100 miles away. And we have such an opportunity to advance agriculture and to advance that message and to advance our clients to be leaders, not just in the industry, but just in innovation in general. I mean, agriculture does such important things. It's, you know, food, fuel, and fiber, as we know. And so we need to make sure that we are leading with that messaging, those innovations and those channels, to make sure that we get that message across and that it is current and up to date and that it is a real business.
I think when we think about advertising, we often go right to the creative and, you know, want to get to the end result. Why is it important to focus first on a business strategy?
Don, that's a great question, and I love that you even ask that, right? Because the fun stuff is the creative, and yes, that is what translates, but it's everything that comes before the creative. You know, we sit down with clients and we talk about the weather, we talk about what's going on in DC within their market, we talk about where they want to be this year, where they want to be in 5 years. We don't go much beyond 5 years, because as we all know, everything changes daily, right? But really, what's kind of the long-term strategy, overall business strategies? You know, and we really dig into that, who your competitors are, who your customers are, and what they really want, what are their needs, before we even put a sketch together of what the creative looks like. We really want to understand what's going on and what are those opportunities, what, you know, the classical strength opportunities, weaknesses and threats. What do we have to offer? What is that foundation? What is your unique selling proposition before we even put anything in the market? You know, we need a plan. It's like anything else. You need a destination, and it's how we're going to get there. But we really work hard to uncover all of that. So then, once we start developing materials and messagings, we can look back to that. To that foundation and say, okay, are we doing what we said we were going to do? Is this the litmus test to get us to where we want to be in 1, 3, 5 years? Are we disciplined enough to keep on that road? So, you know, we love to start with a strategic plan and really get that foundation of messaging and in place and alignment within the entire team of who's all going to be affected by it.
Great information. Any takeaway message here?
You know, I think it's just important within agriculture that we meet our, that as 10 Acre Marketing, we meet our clients where they're at, and we also understand where our clients' customers are, and we meet them where they're at. You know, we say this a lot, just saying things louder doesn't mean that people are going to hear it, right? We need to make sure that we're speaking their language, that we're adding value, that we're showcasing that unique selling proposition to make somebody's lives, make somebody's business, make somebody's companies better and to grow. And so agriculture is very unique, and we're really excited to be a part of it. We've been doing it for years and years and years in different aspects. And so any chance that we can to use our experience and our passion to help somebody else within this wonderful industry, we're happy to do so.